This is the Raw Life Health Show. Raw Life.
Hello, everybody. It's Paul Neeson with the Raw Life Health Show, and I have a website, rawlifehealthshow.com. And even though you see my videos here on YouTube, I want you to understand that on rawlifehealthshow.com, it's a member site. You can subscribe for free, and you still get some videos that you can't get here on YouTube. But as a member, you get other videos. I have long videos, hour-long videos with many of the raw food people I interview, and I only put clips of it here on YouTube. I also have many recipes on that channel, raw food recipes that I haven't put on YouTube. RawLifeHealthShow.com. As a member, it's as low as $4 a month, and you get 10% off every item on my web store, RawLife.com. So you're automatically making your money back if you just order one thing from rawlife.com. And I have a tremendous amount of different types of raw food books, supplements, and foods on there. So it's 10% off. Well, one of the things I do exclusively every single week on the Raw Life Health Show is I answer questions from my viewers. And I don't put this on YouTube. This is exclusively to the members of the Raw Life Health Show. However, I am going to give you a sneak preview of this week's Friday Q&A and let you see and give you an opportunity to join rawlifehealthshow.com as a member for as low as $4 a month. And you get the videos that are exclusive to Raw Life Health Show, my Friday Q&A videos only on the Raw Life Health Show. You try it out for a month, $4. If you're going just for a month, it's $5.95. If you're going to sign up for a year, it's only $4 a month. $5.95 a month. Try it out and get your 10% off coupon to rawlife.com. So here's this week's Friday Q&A. Remember, this is only a preview, and every week I answer your viewers' questions on rawlifehealthshow.com, and you can go back and look at all the previous Q&As as well. So check it out, and put any comments or questions you have below the video, but your questions, you're not gonna see the answer unless you're a member of the Raw Life Health Show. So have a great day, and check it out. Hello, everybody. It's Paul Neeson with the Raw Life Health Show, and it's time for my Friday members-only Q&A, and you are a member of the Raw Life Health Show, so you are exclusively getting these questions and answers. And remember, if you have any questions as a member of the Raw Life Health Show, I do my best to answer them every week, usually on Friday. So just post your comments or questions below the videos, and I thank you for being a member. And here we go. The first question this week is about interstitial cystitis, and it's basically a bladder condition, inflammation of the bladder. And the question was, how could we help this situation, or how could we help this issue? And that's another question I also got this week, was about gout. Somebody said their husband had gout for 28 years, that it comes and goes. Can it help? And gout as well being an inflammatory illness. And I put a video on my website by a Dr. Pomper about inflammation. Go there and check it out, healthwatchman.com, or just look under the videos here on Raw Life Health Show about inflammation and being one of the signs or one of the stages of disease, and it's going to continue to come back worse if we don't do anything about it. Inflammation is usually a response to something we're doing or not doing in our diet or lifestyle, whether it's interstitial cystitis, gout, or just arthritis by itself. It's something in our diet or lifestyle that needs to change. That's usually the issue. Every time I speak to somebody that tells me they have an issue like this, a medically diagnosed disease, I question them, how's your diet? And they always say, it's great, or it's good. And then I start questioning them a little bit more about what they're actually eating, and it's not good, and it's certainly not great. We need to eliminate the things that cause the problem. It's not about eating some special food to get better. This is very important to understand, because people have that thinking, either what can I eat to get better, or what pill can I take to make the pain go away. Both of those are the wrong way to look at it. The real way to look at it is, I got this issue, what am I doing to create it, and what can I stop doing so it goes away? So that's what we need to think about. Now, there are some situations, and not these particular situations, but there are some situations where somebody might be in too much pain, or somebody might be in danger of creating an issue or making it worse. So in those cases, yes, then the medical thinking of we need to give them something immediately as a painkiller, or we need to give them a synthetic supplement or something to get them back to a healthy level real quickly, so then we could start letting them naturally start approaching things the natural way. But that's a very rare case. Usually it's just eliminating what's causing the problem and to cleanse so your body can rebuild from the damage that was already done. So the people that had these questions about these issues, and I say the same thing to everyone that has issues, there's usually a cause, there's usually a reason, and we need to find out what that is. And it's not just one day we're going to wake up and we know. That's where the research comes in. But you know your body better than anyone else, so you should be able to try to figure out what's causing this problem. Somebody emailed me once and they said, every time I eat something, I always have an issue. So I emailed them back and said, well, then don't eat that. And a lot of people tell me they have allergies to nuts and seeds, but they could eat junk food. I say, well, stop eating junk food and watch your allergy go away to the nuts and seeds, and then you'll develop an allergy to the junk food. So we need to eliminate things that create the issue. So that's that. Next question is, you recently posted a video about yoga not being healthy. What about reflexology or Pilates? Well, first I want to clear up some misconfusion. I never said yoga wasn't healthy from a physical standpoint as an exercise. My video was about yoga and Christian yoga specifically being an oxymoron, because yoga, it's unknown, but it's not only an exercise, it's religion. It has roots, very strong roots in religion. And to separate that and then mix it with Christianity, my whole purpose of the video was Christian yoga is an oxymoron. Now, if you're not a Christian and you desire to partake into yoga, the video shouldn't have concerned you. Yoga, the stretching poses are very healthy, but the religious part of it, which a lot of people think they're leaving out, but they don't realize those stretches can be part of that system, from a spiritual standpoint, is not healthy. So that was my point of the video, and as believers, you shouldn't be doing yoga. But if you want to do yoga, do yoga. I mean, I'm not telling you not to do it if you don't believe in the Bible. I'm just giving you the fact. It's an oxymoron. But the question was, what about reflexology? Is it satanic or about Pilates? You know, I did a lot of research, and it's very commonly known that yoga or Christian yoga is an oxymoron. I haven't done enough research about reflexology or Pilates to say that it's not healthy spiritually. Physically, I know they're both wonderful. They're great from an exercise standpoint. Spiritually, I haven't done enough research to come to a conclusion. So I would say pray about it and do the research yourself and see what you come up with. You always want to look at the history of something to see where it comes from and to see where it is today. For example, chiropractic medicine came from something that wasn't Christian or wasn't of the Bible. It came from a very paganist way of thinking. But today it's wonderful. They've gotten rid of the original thinking of it, and today they use it in a wonderful way, and I don't see any issue with chiropractic medicine. But if you look at the history, then you could. But when you see how it's changed over the years, but when you look at some other things like yoga and you see they haven't really changed, they still got their roots in the paganism, they can't be mixed with Christianity. Again, if you're not a Christian, that shouldn't concern you, but if you are, it should. And it's a wonderful question, but I haven't looked at those enough to give a final answer on that. The next question is, somebody says, do you have a natural cure for acne, as I've been battling this with disease for many years now? Same thing as the other issue. The first question we had is, it's created by something you're doing. You might be eating too much processed fats, things with oil in them that have been fried. Usually that's a big cause. Cleanse the colon. Cleanse the colon and the liver and the gallbladder and watch your acne go away. And start eating a good diet, okay? I mean, that works for so many people. I've seen it work over and over again. It doesn't matter what age you are. But I recommend cleansing and then eating a good diet. The next question is, somebody says, I have trouble sleeping at nighttime. What do you recommend? Well, I recommend a lot about this topic. First thing I recommend is not to eat late at night or especially before going to sleep. It's the number one thing to keep you awake. I have a book called The Daylight Diet, which I recommend you check out. And that gives tips on the importance of not eating late at night, especially heavier meals, especially eating before going to sleep. I also recommend not watching things that are going to get you stimulated late at night. So if you are going to watch TV, maybe a documentary or something, but I don't even recommend watching TV too late at night, or TV at all, really. But if you are going to watch TV, don't watch an action movie or something else that's going to keep you up all night thinking about what you just saw. And the same thing with the computer. I mean, it's okay to look at certain websites like my website, but you don't want to go on and look at some play some video games or go on some websites that are going to stimulate you, that it's going to excite you so much where you're not going to want to fall asleep. So I do recommend, though, the sooner you shut the TV and the computer, listening to some classical music to relax, that definitely helps. But you know, definitely you want to look at your environment. Having an open window is a great idea if you can. Also, you want to make sure that the room you're in, you know, has some air flowing, and it's just a comfortable environment, and it's not uncomfortable. But those are the biggest things, really. There's also something called dirty electricity, which can be a factor as well. Having your internet system or your modem inside your bedroom is not a good idea. It might even be a good idea to shut it at nighttime, and that would help. The next question is, so get my book, The Daylight Diet. You'll check that out. The next question is, my LDL is normal, but my HDL is low. How can I raise my HDL? And if you looked at my video I did last week or this past week with Dr. Pompa, you see it talks about, cholesterol, and high cholesterol is not really as bad as people think. And there's a whole cholesterol myth out there that having too high cholesterol is not good. Basically, it's not based on good science, and Dr. Pompa pretty much laid a good part of it out explaining this. But, you know, your LDL is normal, but your HDL is low. How can you raise it? Well, really, again, you want to look at your direct cholesterol. You don't have to look at LDL and HDL as much as one's high, one's low, I gotta raise it or low it. You wanna look at, as Dr. Pompa was saying, the particles. And also, you wanna look at your diet too. I mean, there's a direct connection between certain foods we eat and our cholesterol. However, most people don't know what good or bad cholesterol is. So I think look at your direct cholesterol and eat a good diet and let your body take care of the rest, and it will. Now, if you take a blood test and you have deficiencies, you might need to eat more of those foods with those nutrients in it. You need to prove your ingestion to make sure you're digesting those. But that's basically it. The next question is, I have been eating a raw food diet for a little over 7 months. The only thing I ever have that has been cooked are nuts and seeds, but the majority of these are raw as well. I started eating a lot of cashews and macadamia nuts and things like that. Initially, because I felt it helped me get over the high fat things that I have been eating. First of all, eating a lot of nuts and seeds are high fat as well, just so you know. As time went on, I gradually stopped eating so many. I have raw chia seeds and raw hemp seeds in salads on a daily basis. That's great. Seeds usually digest better than nuts, but still you want a good variety. My concern is now when I eat some nuts, I'm having a weird painful reaction. That's not good. I get a very knotted feeling in my stomach, which seems to move around with my digestion. When it happened, it's like rapidly drains my energy, and my legs and arms feel weak. All I can concentrate on is how uncomfortable I feel. Is this common when you go raw? Obviously, I won't be eating things that have caused this reaction, but I want to find out what it is, if you have any ideas. Well, first thing I would do is look at food combining and make sure you're combining your meals okay. The next thing I would say is soak your nuts before consuming them. And then finally, not eating a tremendous amount of nuts. Maybe keep it limited to a half a cup or a cup at most a couple of times a week and not every single day. And getting a good different variety of nuts and seeds. But basically, try soaking the nuts and the nuts. Eating them alone by themselves and see if it creates the problem. Eating a small amount and seeing if it creates a problem, then add more and see if the problem arises. Also, colon cleanse and things like this, colonic or enemas, these things can help with your digestion. I don't believe your digestion's with nuts. Your digestion's probably with fats or eating too many fats. And I don't know if the nuts you're eating are roasted or raw, because many times the nuts say they're roasted. I mean, they say they're raw and they're actually roasted. Or even if they say they're raw, they might not be roasted, but they might not necessarily be raw. I'd also consider trying organic nuts. Maybe the nuts you're getting that aren't organic, maybe there's something in there creating the issue. So I would experiment with all these different things. And then if you still have the issue with the nuts, maybe where you're getting the nuts, try a different source. But if you're still having an issue, maybe try nut butters and see if that's the issue, because maybe you're just not chewing the nuts well enough. That's a common issue people have. So there could be many different things. Nut milks are a wonderful addition to a diet, and they help. So try all these things out. Let me know how it works, and there's my answer. The next question is, somebody says, I understand all drugs are bad, but I have one question. If God put everything on the earth, such as plants and marijuana, is a plant or herb, do you think that is a bad to do? Well, just because he put it here doesn't mean it's good for us to ingest. Poison ivy wouldn't be something we want to roll around in or eat. There's a purpose and a reason for everything, whether we know it or not. Now, when you talk about marijuana, I think marijuana is wonderful for a painkiller. If somebody is experiencing massive pain, it's much less toxic than morphine or other things that doctors give. And I think marijuana oil is wonderful for shrinking cancerous tumors in certain cases. However, I do not think marijuana is good for altering the mind or just trying to feel better or trying to mellow out. I think it could be abused in that case, and I think it commonly is, and it can lead to issues. So for some reasons, for that purpose, it works and it's okay. For other reasons, I don't think they're the best thing. Now, that's my opinion, and everyone has their own opinion on that, so you got to do what you feel is best. But just understand, as a temporary cure to a long-term problem, I think it's wonderful. But I don't think it's a good thing to do on a regular basis, because it can lead to issues. So we want to be careful with that. And as well as smoking it opposed to eating it or using the oil, big difference in the effect it has on our body. Another thing we want to consider. And that is not only with marijuana, that goes with everything. So we want to look at the reasons for them. Why are they here? Just because they can be ingested doesn't mean it necessarily should be ingested. We want to look at the reason and what our goal is. Now, if your goal is you're in so much pain and you know someone who is, and they want to use it as a painkiller in case of cancer and so on, then that's one thing. However, if your goal is, hey, I just want to get high because, you know, I'm too hyper, or I don't like this world, or I just feel better when I'm stoned. Well, that's your goal. And if you decide that's more important than possible health damage later on, then that's your issue. Maybe you won't experience health damage. I don't know, but you got to figure out what your goal is before you do something, and then do the research about it. All right, everybody, this is your exclusive questions this week on the Raw Life Health Show. If you have any other comments or questions, post them below the video and we'll get to them next week.
Raw Life, brighten up your life.